Let's have a look at...
Hey, technology's not working with me this morning, but let's have a look at you. Traffic, hopefully everything is working out for you this time around. We start off in Melrose. Before I tell you about Melrose, what's happening in Melrose, please make sure that your headlights are on. There's wet weather in parts of Joburg and there's fog. Please make sure you drive carefully. In Melrose, and on the M1 northbound, there's queuing traffic between Boysens and Melrose. In Limbro Park, and on the N3 northbound, there's queuing traffic between Bedford View and Marlboro Drive exit, just because people are lamzaning there. In Hellingham, on William Nicol Drive southbound, there's a stationary vehicle near Marty Avenue. There's queuing traffic there. In Randburg, on Malibonga Drive eastbound, there's heavy traffic towards Oxford Road. And if you're heading to Sandton on West Street, there's traffic lights there that are not working at Fredman Drive. If you have any, or also just in right now, in Sandton again, there's power outage already. So Eskom stage 4 is already taking effect as it is. Is it, what stage is
stage
it?
Stage 2.
I said stage 4.
Wow, that
damn.
Is, wow.
No, we want stage 2 okay. or stage 1, please. So there's power outage and traffic lights are not working at multiple junctions in the sundown area. So expect heavy, and I mean very heavy delays there on those intersections there. If you have any other further updates to tell us about, you can send a WhatsApp on 0817255228.
And now to take a look at your sporting full news bulletin. Protea's assistant coach, Dumisani Chauke, says South Africa is ready for the 2023 Netball World Cup. Only a few more things need to be ticked off. Chauke said the girls understood the weight of wearing their green and gold uniforms. The 33-year-old took over the team in October following the appointment of Dorette Badenhorst as the new head coach. And Arsenal lost to Brighton and Hove Albion at home for the first time ever yesterday night as goals by Adam Webster and Neil Maupay lifted the visitors to a 2-1 victory in the Premier League. Arsenal, who fired Unai Emery as manager last week and appointed former player Freddie Ljungberg as caretaker boss, now sit 10th on the table on 19 points, with Brighton a single point behind and three places below them. And finally, Watford can improve their performances and avoid relegation. These were the words of sacked Spaniard Kiki Sanchez Flores, goalkeeper Ben Foster. Watford fired Flores on Sunday, less than 3 months into his second spell with the club, after he led them to one win in 10 league matches. Foster believes the squad's English core can benefit from an English coach's pragmatism after failing to earn wins under Flores. Your next sporting updates will come at 8.
And earlier I said I have a surprise for you and I didn't tell you, right?
Okay.
So guess what? This morning, because it's a Friday,
yeah,
we are not only having only one, but we are having two mixes.
Oh!
It's a Friday,
it's
guys.
A Friday.
After these, we get into the first mix.
Shame. Stomach rumblings. You've been too busy being busy. Now your stomach is screaming,
I'm dizzy.
Agitation is loading and you've become a walking time bomb, ready to go off on the next person that asks you a dumb question.
What you call, man?
Game Jabu. No, man. Relax. Take your finger off the trigger and get a meal that will show your hunger flames. Get a half chicken with chips for just 87 rands. Nando's. Fired up. T's and C's apply.
Yes. What a feeling. I've just aced my first paper this term and I've got a great feeling.